Up next on the program, gentleman who's been named the 23rd head coach of men's basketball at the University of Maine, a familiar face coming back home to take the reign of the Blackbears. We welcome in Chris Markwood. Chris, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Congratulations and welcome back.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. It's a really exciting time for myself and my family, and can't wait to get back up to Orono and get to work.
Well, you know, people have talked about you as being a perfect fit for this job for a long, long time. And when the picture made it out to social media last week of Ken Ralph chatting with you while the Maine women were down there, people started buzzing right away. So lots of excitement about this. For you taking over now, what's the first order of business?
First order of business for me is just getting in front of the guys that are up there right now and putting their mind at ease. I was actually able to have a quick Zoom call with them not too long ago, but really want to get in front of them. This is a tough transition. I mean, anytime you are going through a coaching change, the players kind of get, student athletes kind of get left to deal with it a little bit on their own. There's always a little bit of a gap period there. So the biggest thing for me is getting up and getting in front of them, putting their mind at ease. Trying to help them in any way I possibly can through this transition. And then start to relay the vision of how I want, that program to look and what the expectations are going to be. And just really get to know those guys one-on-one and as a collective group.
Now, you've got some guys that have already entered the transfer portal, but you have the opportunity to talk with them. They can always return. How much of a process do you need to evaluate the talent you have on the roster?
Yeah, definitely. There will be an evaluation process there. I've always been under the mind, and I've dealt with it as a player. I've been a part of it a little bit as a coach, too. I'm coming up there with open arms, ready to embrace whoever wants to be a part of that program and wants to be passionate about it and is excited about being there and building it the right way. So that's just my initial mindset coming up there. But obviously there's going to be a major evaluation side of it in terms of watching more game film and getting an idea of each student athlete's tendencies as a player and trying to see how the pieces fit together. It's normal for guys to jump in the portal or test the portal when there is a coaching change. I'm fine with that. I'm very confident that once we get up there and we get a chance to meet one-on-one, guys will have a great understanding of who I am, what the vision of the program is going to be. And then from there, it's just about, like I said, having people that really want to be there, that embrace University of Maine, that basketball program, and what we're going to be about moving forward.
Yeah, now, you've had success at a whole lot of different levels, and you've been at big-time programs as a player at Notre Dame, as a coach at Boston College. What does it take to be a Maine Black Bear, though? That's sometimes a different breed of cat. Not everybody is cut out for that role to play in Orono, Maine. What's the skill set you're looking for?
Skill set we're going to be looking for as a staff is, first and foremost, high-character student-athletes. It starts with the person, and the only way we can build a winning culture up there is if we have a winning attitude and really high-character, serious-minded individuals. So it starts there. But in terms of the type of player and the skill set we're looking for is obviously toughness. We want guys that will have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, physical, high IQ, high skill guys. I'm big on that. The way I like to play is more, especially offensively, is more of a motion-based offense with a lot of pro concepts, whether it be ball screens and things of that sort. So getting guys that if they don't know how to play in that type of system or within those concepts can pick it up quickly. Coachable guys that want to work really hard are kind of all traits that we'll be looking for and trying to piece together as we move forward.
Now, obviously, this program, as you know, has struggled in recent years with some quality people here and Richard Barron and others who weren't able to find that success. Do you know yet what the formula is for finding basketball success at Maine?
I think I have an idea of what it looks like to me. And first and foremost, I think you know, I think the world of Coach Barron, he's been great to myself and my wife. You know, we've known them over the years just in his time as the women's coach, and Ashley got really close to him. And then as he became, you know, on the men's, the coach on the men's side, you know, I got to know him some as well. And we think the world of him. He's a great coach, as was Bob Walsh. You know, those guys won at a really high level before becoming the head coach there. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. It doesn't mean that they weren't great coaches, because both of those guys are. But, you know, I don't know if there's a magic formula to it. It's about putting, you know, certain expectations in place, staying consistent to those, getting the right group of guys in there that we're going to work tirelessly as a staff to find and add to what we already have up there. And then, you know, just building it the right way, being consistent with the message. Standard's going to be the standard, and really holding guys accountable to that, holding myself accountable to that. And just building a connected group that's going to really enjoy the process of getting better, all the hard work that goes into it, and, you know, try to have a lot of fun with it as well. I want it to be an enjoyable experience for those guys, and I think we'll get a lot more out of them if that's the case.
Obviously, it's a big draw to come back home, but also how much of a factor was talking with Ken Ralph and realizing his vision and what he's all about, and then the exciting future for Maine Athletics with that brand new facility down the road?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. You know, coming into it, you know, it's been 10 years since I've been up in Orono as a coach, so it's been a long time. Although, you know, my family follows Maine Athletics very closely and try to get to any time there was teams down here, whether it's football, women's basketball, men's basketball, you know, we tried to get over to the games as best as we could. But Ken's vision and what we talked about here over the last couple weeks was a big part of, you know, why I decided to come home and coach my alma mater. I think he has a great vision moving forward and really wants men's basketball to grow and be highly successful. And, you know, I think a big part of that obviously is, you know, the future plans of building an on-campus arena. You know, we don't have a set time or date of when that's going to start or when that's going to happen. But, you know, the Alphons have always been extremely generous to all the different universities and colleges in Maine. And you know, I do think that's going to be a huge part, a huge foundational piece to, you know, continuing to rebuild this basketball program.
Well, Chris, we're very excited to have you back, excited to have Ashley back as well. So congratulations again on getting this job as head coach. We think it's an absolutely perfect match and look forward to seeing this program grow under your watch. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon, and we look forward to talking with you on a regular basis.
Thank you, Rich. Really appreciate it. Can't tell you how excited we are as a family to get up there and get going. And look forward to getting a chance to meet with you guys all in person.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Chris. Be well.
Thank you.
All right. That is Chris Mark with the new head coach of University of Maine men's basketball. That announcement coming earlier today as the Black Bears look to move forward. And a guy that people have talked about for years as being the match. And I think people wondered if it could happen. He was doing well as an assistant at Boston College. But there's something about the chance to come home and have success in a program that you played in and you coached in. So very cool indeed. A nice hire. Man, Ken Ralph is on a roll here when it comes to hires, getting some good young guys on board from Chris to Ben Barr and Jordan Stevens with football. So I think things are headed in a good direction. I will say, too, a tip of the cap, because he is such a classy guy. Richard Barron, earlier today when that announcement was made, tweeted about what a great hire it was and how proud he was to see Chris taking the helm of the program. And that speaks highly, I think, of Richard as well.